I do have a few questions, Commissioner, that I hope you can help us with. One is one you understand very well, and that is that as Congress begins to consider what to do with the money that comes from these fines, this is a big pot of money. And as you can imagine, and I know you know well, once there's a big pot of money available in Washington, people get all kinds of ideas. So that's the first thing we're going to have to confront. And obviously, I think there'll be consensus in this room that that money from those fines should be specifically targeted to those states and those regions that were most directly impacted by the spill, because that's why the fines happen. But the question I have is, and the second part of our conversation, is that once we decide, yes, this money should be designed specifically for those regions that were impacted by the oil spill, what kind of projects should we be prioritizing? What kind of expenditures should we be funding? Because I think what you're going to hear is all kinds of arguments, and not necessarily from our delegation, but from anyone for that matter, and elected, but extended to its most absurd conclusion, you could argue anything as economic development if you really wanted to. So, in essence, where do you think we can get the most bang for our buck? I read this morning an editorial here locally that talked about how we should focus on environmental cleanup issues, that in fact the environment is directly linked to the economy. I think there's a valid point there. Others, I think, will tell us today that there are some economic incentives and economic development projects that could potentially help to offset or diversify or balance out some of the losses. I think you've talked about some of the things that maybe not enough attention is being paid to, and it's just makes public perception, public awareness type campaigns. Or in fact, where there is not a problem, but people think there is a problem, that one of the things we should be doing is educating people to the fact that there's nothing wrong with our seafood, that there's no reason why you shouldn't be coming to our beaches. What is your thought process in terms of what I should be saying on where we should be prioritizing the types of projects that we should be prioritizing?
Well, I think that is the key question. And as you alluded, it's important that the non-affected states, the non-Gulf states, not have their finger in the cookie jar. We don't want to see research and development opportunities diverted to other universities because there's an oceanography department in Indiana. I mean, that's the classic congressional ploy that we've all seen before, where a well-placed person will use it as their earmark fund, and that can't be allowed to happen. Those funds need to come to the impacted states and the impacted communities within those states. I think continued research is critical. Even before the spill, a lot of our fishermen were under assault by federal regulations based on flawed models that have dramatically curtailed their ability to harvest. And so I think that there's frankly an opportunity and a nexus between the resource and the harm, the tragedy done by the spill, that funds go into stock enhancement and development activities such as continued reef development. There's been some ideas floated about locating buoys and markers a certain number of miles offshore to build the bottom fishing, to create the artificial reefs, to guarantee that it takes pressure off some of the more nearshore areas and gives charter boat captains a place to go. Reef restoration for your shellfish, for scallops and oysters. A lot of those reef development opportunities are out there. Other stock enhancement things include hatcheries, which other states have been doing for a long time, and Florida's been doing successfully on the freshwater side. But I think a hatchery-type situation is a permanent gift that keeps on giving. It continues to build that ecosystem and build that fishery that draws people here for world-class fishing, world-class beaches, world-class seafood, and you have all of those things interconnected, and there's a nexus between that gain and the harm that was done by the spill. So those types of permanent things, I think, are important. It's critical for the local communities, the local lawmakers and commissioners to have some say in that. I think that this is not a situation where Washington should dictate what all of these projects are. I think Florida's done a good job developing a consortium of all of our state universities to avoid them fighting with one another over research dollars. I think that consortium concept has worked fairly well in terms of channeling the research and development dollars that have already come and creating a model for future dollars. So those are some of my thoughts on how we proceed. But I do think it's important that, you know, workforce development and retraining efforts, the research and development pieces, and the restoration and stock enhancement pieces of that puzzle be a part of that final use of those dollars.
I think the only other issue that I think is that it has a political dynamic to it as well, is I think once the money, God willing, reaches the state of Florida and that money begins to be spent through state entities and counties, et cetera, is some of the regional conflicts that begin to emerge with regards to how that money should be spent and who was impacted more and so forth and so on. And kind of the direction I've been headed in my thought process, and I'd be interested to see your input on it, because, you know, I'm open-minded on all these things, is that what we need to decide is on the type of projects. You just outlined a bunch of them, and let the money chase the projects as opposed to the money simply chase the geography. And I think what you'll find if you do that, if the money goes after the projects rather than just the geography, you'll find that the geographical areas that were more impacted are going to see themselves being treated fairly. But that's an issue that's become recurrent. I wouldn't put the horse too far ahead of the cart here, because I can assure you that this issue of how the money is going to be spent is going to be, it has some ways to go in Washington, and the direction it's headed in some regards has been interesting, to say the least. It's a crash course in, for me, in the politics of how money is spent up there. But just any thoughts about how we manage that once the money gets here between regions? When I mean regions, I think there's general consensus, by the way, in the state, from everyone I've talked to, that the Gulf, we're talking about the Gulf region. We're talking about regions within the Gulf region. We're not talking about people down in, you know, Key West thinking they should be at the table the same way that people in the Gulf region are with regards to oil spill impact. I'm talking about different counties and different potential projects that may be competing with each other here in this region for the same availability of funds.
Well, you know, I think clearly this tragedy did impact the entire state. There were lost bookings throughout the state and a perception problem throughout the state. But the bulk of the actual harm is in these eight counties. And because of the leadership of the legislative delegation, there's now some certainty that the bulk of the funds from fines and settlements will come to Northwest Florida, to these eight counties. The eight counties, I think your point's well taken. They need to be wise enough to understand that this is one of those moments for regionalism. This isn't the time for the Panama City versus Destin versus Pensacola fight. I mean, this is, what do we do to market our region? What do we do to repair our region? What do we do to build our resources that are the reason why people come to our region? And I know that that's easier said than done, with a lot of, you know, a lot of impacted parties and a lot of subunits of government. But this is one of those times when all of us need to step up as a region and say, this is what we need to do for Northwest Florida, and all of us will benefit if we have something that channels our energy in the same direction instead of splintering it off. Because if we splinter it off, then 5 or 10 years from now, we're going to look back and say, the state of Florida got over $100 million, and what do we have to show for it? You know, do we have, you know, new pilings at the marina? Do we have, waitresses and waiters were given $8,000 to $15,000 that was a shot in the arm in the economy for a short period of time, but we haven't done anything to fundamentally strengthen our economy and build on the pillars that we have with seafood and tourism and the military to really build that generational difference. And that's why we've got to think regionally on this one.